I self-regulate. I self-regulate my thoughts. I self-regulate my body. I self-regulate my relationships. I self-regulate my entire world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. That's where it is. And bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Now, the Absolute Philosopher talks about many, 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 many wonderful, wonderful things. And the Absolute Philosopher has his nose into all sorts of interesting projects of his own. Not somebody else's project, but his own. And as we say, I self-regulate. Now, what is it that I self-regulate? I self-regulate my thinking. Now, this morning I had a little tummy ache for a moment, and then I said, oops, I better take something for that, I better do this, better do that. And then, as I was walking the path, I thought to myself, how stupid, how stupid. You had a little tummy ache, you should have just said, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. Right now, it's whole and perfect. This is what you teach, this is what you share, this is what you say. Why did you say I should go and have an aspirin or something for my tummy ache, you know? And why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we not follow the rules that we know? So, we're in a health spa. And in the health spa, they have mud baths. And in the mud baths, you feel just gooey and gleamy and slimy, and it's kind of nice, really. It's like you're a child again, playing with the mud packs and stuff like that. And when you come out and you rinse off, you just feel just like every one of the cares of the world is slipped from your shoulders, and you just are no longer concerned about anything at all. You just are relaxed and happy. Okay, so you're working in the spa. And you're an employee there. And you have a problem. You get hung up with what the clients that come there want. They want this, they want that. They want to have a cup of tea while they're in the mud bath. They want to have this and they want to have that. And which is part of your game. That's what you offer. You offer pampering of the very greatest pampering bit. And you're a pamperer. So here you are. All uptight. Your day has been a stress day. And all the clients have left, and you're cleaning up the place. And you say to yourself, if it works for them, why shouldn't it work for me? So you slide into the mud bath, and you let it ooze up around your toes and your nose and your elbows, and you just feel wonderful. And you lay there, and you say, it's true what we say. It's true what we say. We say, if you go into this mud bath, you'll be so relaxed and so peaceful. You'll be so at ease. All your troubles will go away, all your cares. Why don't I do this too? You know, at the end of each day, everybody's gone. And I just slip out of my clothes and drop. First, I take a shower. That's what I require of our clients too. Take a shower before you get in that dirty mud. And you don't want to put any of your own dirtiness in that mud. And so then you just sort of slide into the mud bath. The mud bath's in a bowl-like thing, you know, it's sort of slippery, and you just slide down into it. But you hold the edge as you go in so that you don't go under. And you get in there, and you put your head on this pillow that you give to your clients. And it's a floating pillow. And they lay their head back and throw their arms out and throw their legs out and say, I feel like a little baby. I feel so wonderful. And then, you see, what you're doing is you're self-regulating yourself. You're choosing to let all your tensions go and all your anxieties go. You're choosing to let all the things go that disturb you and make you uptight. And this is what you teach. This is what you teach in the health spa, that if you take the mud bath, you just feel like a new person. Okay, now, what is it all about when you are uptight and you're tense and you're concerned? Now, the mud bath makes you relax, makes you feel just sort of in charge of yourself. You sort of self-regulate yourself by the mud. Now, why don't you listen to what's happening? Because while you slip in there, you just sort of feel cozy all over you. And then as you sit in there, all the tension's gone, all the cares are gone. You can do this mentally. You can do this mentally. Whenever you have a problem and you're facing things that are giving you a bit of a tussle, making your tension level rise, you just visualize yourself, if you like, sliding into the mud bath. And you can do that because you did it. Now, you don't really need to do that. You can self-regulate yourself by saying, I'm at peace. I am peace. I relaxed. I am relaxed. All these things that seem to be bothering me are no longer there. All these things that seem to be bothering me and making me uptight and making me feel unhappy are no longer there. And now, Rex has just gone outside, and he went into the garden here at the monastery. And he found a grapevine hanging there that had been sort of growing out into the field a little bit. And the grapevine's a good 12 feet long. And so he grabbed a hold of it and tugged on it, and it broke loose from the vine, from the stem. And so then here he comes in through the doggy door, dragging this thing along, saying, look what I found. Isn't this wonderful? What a wonderful toy. And we all look at it and we say, oh, no. And, you know, we don't say no because he broke the vine off. We just say no because he's there with his vine and he's dragging it around the house and surely he's making a mess. Well, if you will check the floor, you'll find that he didn't make a mess anyplace. Maybe a little piece here or there, but basically he didn't make a mess anywhere. He just brought his toy in and brought it to our attention and made us feel, that puppy, big puppy. But he is such a joyful guy that he takes all of your tension away. He, even when you're irritated as can be at him and you're frustrated at him, I saw Ellen run into the back room here and shoo him out of there and close the door, because he likes to go in the mail room and check over the envelopes, you know, and see that they're addressed right. and then he brings the checks and the envelope in here for us, and he says, you forgot to put these in the envelope. I know, you're a very intelligent boy. And then he goes into Ingeborg's bedroom, and Ellen sees him going in there, and so he's going in head first, of course, and Ellen's coming in and behind him, and she grabs his tail and pulls him back out and says, no, no, no. And he says, but I was just going to have fun. And Ellen says, yes, I know you're going to have fun, but this is not the time. You see, she self-regulated herself by putting herself in charge of what was going on in her world. She just went after him, pulled him out, and brought him back and said, now you just go play. And then she came back to the table to listen to our talk this morning. Now, when we self-regulate ourselves, what we do is we take charge. Now, the mud bath can take charge. It can take away your tensions and so forth. But if you step out of that mud bath, and then you remember all the problems you had, you're no better off than when you went in. In fact, you're a little worse. Because you had the release for a few minutes. But when you self-regulate yourself, you don't allow yourself to become tense in the first place. Whenever you feel tension coming up in your mind or your heart or your body, you just say, I am peace. And stop, and you're peace. And then go on. But the thing is, if you don't stop immediately, then it builds up and builds up and builds up, and then it starts to shine out in your tummy ache, starts to shine out in your headache, start to shine out in all sorts of things in your life, and you want to be the master, not your body. You want to be the master, not your circumstances. You want to be the master, not anything else. Now, when you self-regulate, what do? You look at the world and you observe it as you know it to be. Is your world wonderful?
Yes.
Is your world filled with peace?
Yes.
Are you living in your world?
Yes.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you relaxed?
Go ahead.
Are you self-regulating yourself every single moment of your life?
Yes.
Good. Good. Okay. Now, this is what we have to do. We have to self-regulate ourselves every moment of our life. Now, we could get real irritated at Big Rex here for bringing in all these things and doing all these things and talking to us right in the middle of our talk. And why? Why? That's no big deal. We just say, this is where we are. We learn to self-regulate our thinking. We learn to self-regulate our thinking when Rex comes in and does something that disturbs us for a moment, or when anybody else comes in and does something that disturbs us for a moment. We had a friend who sort of misused our trust for a while, and we felt very sad about it, and we felt, not very nice about it. And so as we talked about it, we thought to ourselves, hey, what are we doing? We're building a mountain out of a molehill. It's our choice to do what we do. It's our choice to invest how we invest. It's our choice to love how we love. And if someone is not returning it properly, or if someone is not responding to it properly, if someone is not saying thank you properly, well, hey, we still do whatever we want to do. We still do. And what's that like the story of the prodigal son, you know? When the son came home, the father said, you're back. Goodness sakes, you're back. How wonderful. Don't tell me anything about what you've done. All I want to know is that you're home in my arms again, and you're my beloved son. And so this is what we want to do. If we believe in somebody, let's never stop believing in them. Let's never stop believing in them, even if they do things that are seemingly very silly. And if we stop believing in them, who can tell me the answer?
Stop believing in myself.
Oh, blah, blah. Before I ask the question, you put give me the answer. Yes, that's right. If we stop believing in who we believe in, we are stopping believing in ourselves. And man, that is really a bad show. That's really a bad gig. We don't want to do that. We don't ever want to stop believing in ourselves, because we are wonderful. We are beautiful. We are fantastic. Now, a woman wrote in this morning saying that in one of the lessons, it was a statement of the allness of the universe and the allness of the universe, or the allness and the universe, or the allness, comma, universe, comma, you know, each having the same dimension, you might say, or the same impact, or the same definition. And you see, a little word like of that can be stuck in there, and then it gets translated into what it might mean in its broader sense. It is not the thing itself, but it is of the thing, you see. And so there it becomes something much less potent than it was intended to be. And so little words, little of, little preposition like that, can really mess things up. And little ideas that come into our mind can really mess us up. We have to self-regulate ourselves to be perfect. And I told you all about Gertie Dooley at the Science Mind magazine, how I hated that lady with all my heart, because she expected the best out of me all the time, all the time. She says, Herb, you can do this. I won't expect anything, I won't accept anything out of you at the best, because I know you can do it, I know you can do it, you know. And so I did it. And and the gifts that she forced me to be aware of or tuned into, I use the rest of my life. And it's a wonderful thing. And I could never say thank you enough to her. And I know I didn't say thank you much at all at the time, but I was irritated, you know. But we oftentimes are irritated when we're getting lessons. And we're having this irritation while we're having these lessons only because of what? Only because we know that we should know that. We know that that's the truth about ourselves. We know that if we had self-regulated ourselves, it would have been a lot easier. If we always demand the best out of ourselves, if we always demand that we do our finest and our best, then we're self-regulating ourselves and nobody else has to. Nobody else has to come along, as they say in the service, and have a white glove inspection, where the lieutenant comes in with white gloves on. And he reaches on top of the door case, and he reaches here, and he reaches there to see if it's been dusted and cleaned well. And quite interesting, you know? So, you see, this is what life is all about. When we learn to self-regulate ourselves, we live in such joy and such feeling of sense of accomplishment and sense of self-worth, and all of the frustration is gone. We don't need the mud bath anymore, you know? All we do is enter into our mental relaxation beingness, and it is spirit, mind, and body, not just the body, although I'm sure a mud bath does the spirit, mind, and body too. But in fact, I've never had a mud bath. It'd be interesting to have one sometime just to see what it's all like. And I know I've had maybe two or three massages in my lifetime, and each one was so different from the other, I cannot say what a massage really is like, you know. But I know Ellen has a private masseur in Switzerland who gives her massages and her whole family massages whenever she's over there, and he's still working for the family. He had many other, I don't know, does he have Diego's kids too? Diego's wife? No. But
Mariela.
Mm-hmm. But you see, when we self-regulate ourselves to balance ourselves and be at peace, everything works out in perfect harmony. So, when I say I self-regulate myself, that means I take charge, and I'm a happy person, and I take charge of my happiness, and I exacerbate it again and again and again. I make it grow and grow and grow and grow in tremendous numbers. I love you. I love you.
I love you.